that you must activate your blessings. You know, and the picture I want to paint to you this evening is you are in a dark room and there's no light. Okay, let me say, you're in a dark room and there's light, but you need to get to the switch to put on the light. The journey from where you are to where the switch is, it can be some journey, because it's dark. You will fall, you will stumble, you will struggle, you will look for. But eventually, when you get to the switch, what happens? The light comes on. You need to activate your blessings. You need to put on the switch. You need to put on the light. And I just have 4 points. Because I said it's also a month of obedience. Obedience to instructions. I just have 4 points. Number one is that, can you be a man and woman of giving? Can you give the unusual way? You know, in our church, we shy away from preaching giving. We shy away from it. Probably because it has been abused by men of God. It has been abused by men of God. But the fact still remains that your blessing is in giving. You can't shy away from it. You must give. Those that give, they are never stranded. You can't see a giver being stranded, no matter what, at what level. Whether you are a student, whether you are a copper, whether you are a family man, at any level, be a giver. In the month of May, please, give unusually. I'm talking about activating your blessings. Give unusually. Interestingly, this was not my message, because I had another message that I prepared. I got this message this morning on my way from Lagos. And when I was talking to my wife, I said, I've changed my message. I said, what? I said, yes. Just this morning on my way from Lagos. She now said something. She said she was listening to a sermon yesterday, night before she slept. And she was now sharing what she was listening to. It was exactly what I was talking about, or what I'm talking about now. I said, that's a confirmation. It's a month of instruction. Don't give excuses that you don't have. Don't give excuses that you don't know. Please. Give unusually. About 2 weeks ago, a young man called me. And he said, I want to give you money for Amala. And I said, that's fine, that's great, that's wonderful. So about 5 minutes later, I got an alert. He sent me 30,000 naira. It was a Sunday evening, 2 Sundays ago. So immediately I picked up my phone and I prayed for him. And I prayed for him that evening. I was just saying, amen, amen. And about 5 days later on, I was in the office when he called me. He said, Uncle, he said, I prayed a prayer last week Sunday. Do I remember? I said, sincerely speaking, I can't remember one word of that prayer. And till now, I can't remember. You know, said something. He said, I prayed that your promotion will come so fast, sooner than you expect, and it will blow your mind. I said, till this moment, I cannot remember what I said. He said his boss called him. He said when the boss called him, he said he was wondering, are they going to, because they were downsizing his company. Am I one of them? So he went there, and lo and behold, the promotion he got that day, he said, it can only be God. I will tell you what he said. He said he was on $30-something per hour. Now, they moved into about $84 per hour. He said, I cannot comprehend it. He said, they have put me above my supervisors. Giving. He was not expecting promotional. He was not. Because when they called him, what he was expecting was, maybe he was one of the people that they were going to lay off. Let it be a month of obedience. Can you give unusually? God will make a way for you. Don't let it be a month of excuses. You know, like I said earlier, we're not a church that preaches give. Mm-mm. But because it has been laid in my heart, I'm saying it. Please give. Activate your blessing. Number two. Is it possible for us to be united? Unity. I want to read from, it's a very common verse, Psalm 133. It says, how good and pleasant when brothers live together. Dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of the Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. It is at that point. It is at that point that the Lord bestows his blessings. It is at that point that the Lord announces his blessings. At that point. But the question is, we miss the point. The question, you and I, is that point is missed. We don't get the point. Unity is not word of mouth. I was thinking about it this morning, so afternoon. What does it take to be united? It's not word of mouth. I'm united. No! Because whoever is checking that stuff sees the heart. It is at that point that the Lord bestows the blessings. So why are you not united, man and wife, brothers and sisters? Why is there disunity? Why can't you drop the anger? Why can't you drop the bitterness? Because if you are living in anger, bitterness, envy, there can never be unity. Unity is purity of the heart. You can't be united. And that is where God bestows the blessing. That's where. Can you drop it in the month of May? Can you put it aside in the month of May? It takes a lot. It takes courage. It takes boldness. It takes energy to say, I'm dropping the quarrels to be united. I'm dropping the envy to be united. You want to switch on the light of blessings? Please unite. Husbands and wives, please unite. My family, my siblings, we're not disunited. But we actually don't really come together. And sometime in about 3 or 4 months ago, my brother, the youngest of us, now sent a message. We have a platform, but the platform is just for information, this and that. Now sent a message, I think we need to start to pray together. And we all invite them, we fix a time, pray at this time. Everybody will come together wherever you are, globally, London, America, will come together 30 minutes. Brothers and sisters, what has happened in those 3 months as a family? That is where God bestows his blessings. Unity. Oh, he says, how good and pleasant for brothers to dwell together in unity. You are not fighting over granite, popcorn. Somebody's ice cream is darker than the other person. I mean, don't let us be myopic. Let's look at the big picture. You now live the blessing and be fighting over small things. In the month of May, it's a month of instructions. Please, put it aside. Put it aside. Number 3 is, who are you working with? Your association. The Bible says in Psalm 1, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Who are you fraternizing with? Who? They used to tell us, show me your friend. I tell you what? I tell you who you are. Talemba shere, talemba soro. Whoever you're talking to will determine the quality of counsel that you get. He says, blessed man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Whoever you are fraternizing with will determine the quality of your counsel. Talembani. A poor man working with a poor man is bad company. It's not good. Who are you relating with? Even in the church, who is your friend? Who is talking to you? Who is giving you advice? Who is challenging you? Who is motivating you? Who is inspiring you? Your association. You need to work on your, from day one, from today. Check yourself. Who is by my side? Tanimoti Mbasoro. You know, these are things that we're not conscious about. But this evening, ask yourself that question. Tanimo Mbashere, Tanimo Mbasoro. Who am I speaking with? Who am I relating with? Who am I talking to? Who is motivating me? Who is talking to me? It's very important. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. The Bible is so clear about it. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7. It says, leave the presence of a fool, or you will not discern the words of knowledge. NIV says, stay away from a foolish man. He says, you will not find knowledge on his lips. So the question is that, how do you determine someone that is foolish? He says, stay away, run away. He says, leave the presence of a fool. Who are you talking to? Talen Bejoloba. In the month of May, please, we need to be extra careful. I remember several years ago, a couple here came to me, but it was, what they just wanted to do was an approval, talking about cancer. It was just an approval. And they came to me because we had a relationship, or we have a relationship. All they were looking for was an approval. We sat down here after service on that Sunday. And they just told me, sir, my wife is, we are dropping her resignation letter on Monday. I said, what? He said, yes, we have written it. We are dropping it on Monday because the money that she's earning, they analyzed the money for me, and then they just say, so we have our money, we'll just drop it. You know, the husband was very passionate about that. So I told her, I said, I know that the man is the head, but please, can you listen to me? I said, please, don't drop it. Because you don't resign because you are annoyed. You don't resign impulsively. You plan for resignation. See you now, you are not ready for it. So can you delay it a little bit? Please don't drop that letter. And I saw the husband was not too happy. He wasn't too happy. I said, please. But you see, God helped them as a couple. They listen to my counsel. There's safety when you have counsel. Good counsel. They listen to it. So months later, promotion came for the woman. And the promotion was like this one too, because she wasn't expecting it. She was not expecting it at all. The salary that they said was not enough was now doubled over and over again. Who are you talking to? Please identify the right people in the month of May. They're here. Even in this church, they're here. Your association. The last but not the least is that, is it possible to believe God for a miracle in the month of May? When we are praying upstairs, Pastor Adieko was talking about faith, that we should increase our faith. We should increase our faith. The Bible says, believe the Lord your God, and you shall be what? You shall be established. Can you believe God in the month of May? Can you increase that faith? Is it possible for you to increase that faith? It doesn't matter what you see. De-emphasize your sight and trust your God. I know things are ugly. I know things are not palatable. But in the month of May, God will surprise you. You know, last month, we prayed with a verse of the Bible. Psalm 105 verse 37. It says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. He brought them forth. And that verse says, he brought them out of Egypt. You need to believe God to come out of Egypt. He brought them out of Egypt. Do you know what Egypt represents? Do you have an idea? Do you know that when you enter into Egypt, you can't come out on your own? Do you know that? That Egypt, once you enter into it, you cannot come out on your own. The Lord said it. He says, the king of Egypt will never let you go unless a mighty hand compels him. He will never let you go. What is your own Egypt? Is it possible to find, increase your faith in the month of May? What does Egypt represent to you? He will never let you go. The king of Egypt. Pharaoh, you can't escape. It's like you enter into a prison. You commit a crime. You enter the prison. And you say you now want to walk out of the prison. It's not possible. God says, in fact, one version says, he says, I am sure that he can't let you go. God is speaking there. The king of Egypt will not release unless a mighty hand compels him to. He will not. So we need to build our faith in the month of May, because we are going through different experiences of Egypt. What does it mean to you? Egypt represents bondage, slavery, working hard. You know, when I was reading that part of the Bible, if you see the people that do manual work, these people that do digging, the manual work, the extent of strength. In fact, I engaged one about 2 weeks ago. When he came the first day, he didn't come back the second day. Because the concrete that he met that day, when I got there, I said, Kowa. And they worked from morning till full day for 3,000 naira. That's what Egypt can do for you. Bondage, slavery. It's a terrible thing. So what is your Egypt experience? Egypt is, I'm nearly there, but you are never there. The man will say, okay, let them go. Immediately will change his mind. You can see the promised land in front, but you are not there. Is that your story? You are almost there, but you are never there. Egypt represents discouragement, frustration. You are discouraged because you prayed. You are tired. You have prayed. You have fasted. The same prayer for 10 years. The same prayer for 20 years. People of God, discouragement will set in. Frustration will set in. Fatigue will set in. But God says, I will bring you forth. I will bring you out of Egypt. Is it possible to believe God in the month of May? Is it possible to increase your faith? No matter what you are going through, is it possible to believe God? I was in Akure sometime this on was it Friday? Friday. Why did I go to Akure? My mom's elder sister was turning 90. So myself, my elder brother, and my wife went to Akure. And when we saw this woman, I have never seen a woman, a 90-year-old, that sharp. Never ever. She was talking with precision. 90 years, talking with precision. What happened 45 years ago? Remembering everybody's name. I was shocked. I said, Mama. He said, yes. She now said she wants to tell us a few stories that she had never said before. See, now that she's 90, she can start to tell stories. Because I want you to believe God. That's what she was saying. She said, I want you to believe God. He said, God can do everything. And she said, God can do everything. Only egg, but let me mean only but mama suffer anything at night. Let me share one of the things she said. I was privy to the fact that she lived a very tough life. And I mean tough. Her early lives were tough. Her later lives, fantastic, because she's gone to the US to visit her grandchildren, you know. Her daughter she's staying with was got to the peak of her career. So she's doing very well now. She now said one day, there was not a grain of garri in the house. Nothing to eat. And she called her youngest daughter. Said, Shola, Lord to abo sorry table. Only my children, only there was not a grain of garri. So when it was 8 o'clock, the Shola now went to pack the plates. She now saw Shola packing the plates. She now said, what are you doing? He said, who's in Coco? Why are we packing? He said, no, Dagman Azibe. Put the plates back there. Only Shola now put the plate back there. So she now entered the room. She now opened the window. She now looked up. Say, God, you saw your daughter packing the plate. Am I bedutting you? He said, at 8:45, somebody knocked the door. 8:45. Who was the person? Only woman I best say apologize. Say, Mama, Ejoma Binu. Me painful kini, mama me know she wedding. They bought a cooler of rice 8:45 of that same day. She said, now I'll be telling you stories so that you can know that God is real. I want to challenge you today and in the month of May, can you increase your faith? Our God is not man. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. I've said four things now. Number one is what? Number one. Huh? Yeah? Giving. Number two. Huh? Unity. Number three. Association. Number four. Huh? Sorry? Increase your faith. Can you believe God for a miracle in the month of May? Reverend.
Praise the Lord. Please, what is number one? Number two. Number three. Number four. Okay, we will pray over everything, but there is a number five. Please, in the month of May, can you afford not to be angry with anybody? Brother Amola, am I permitted to put number five? Now, please, can you afford not to be angry with anybody in the month of May? What's today's date? Can you write today's date down? And let's do it. Brother Amola, month of May is the month of what? Instruct. Can you? Can you do it? Is it possible? Is it possible? Can you afford not to be angry? You think it's not possible? Eh? You think it's not possible? Today is 4th of May. Can you afford? But I can assure you, before the end of tonight, you might do your first exam. Can you afford not to be angry? Okay, let's put it right down. Immediately you're angry, please repent. In case some of you, immediately, before you know it, you're already angry. When you remember, quickly repent. But please, can you afford not to be angry? Is it possible? So we're going to be praying. The first one is giving. Second one is unity. Third one is, and the fourth one is, fifth one is what? Do not be angry. Thou shalt not be angry. Is it tough, Brabayo? Is it very tough? Go tough. Let me read a few scriptures for you before we pray. Proverbs 14:17. I want you to just put it at the back of your mind. You know? He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. I won't read the remaining. Proverbs 21:19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. I wonder, why didn't they put man there? Prof. Brother Amola, praise the Lord. Tonight, I just want us to believe God. Do you know that if we remove anger, most of the things that Brother Amola said, it's easier to work them. Just eliminate anger. How will you not work in unity? When there is anger, can there be unity?
there will be trouble. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Proverbs 22:24. Make no friendship with an angry man. So if you're an angry man here, and you're not supposed to have friends. Can we rise up tonight and just begin to appreciate God? Let's just thank God. Do you know that the best prayer is the prayer of thanksgiving? When they say thank God, some people cannot even open their mouth. Do you know what it means to thank God? Even for coming here today. To hear what you've heard tonight. I want you to thank God. In Jesus' name we are prayed. I want you to pray. You want to thank God for something. Say, Father, I thank you for henceforth I will be a giver. I want you to thank God for it. Father, I thank you. For henceforth I will be a giver. Henceforth I receive grace to give. Bible says that so sparingly shall also reap sparingly. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want you to pray. Father, I thank you. Because I'm no more an angry man or an angry woman. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray for yourself. And when you push, only drop anger, only drop where. Say, thank God, I thank you. For henceforth, give that testimony, my husband will give that testimony, my husband will give that testimony. My children will give that testimony. My workers will give that testimony. Everybody, my driver, everybody around will give the testimony that I am no man, an angry man or an angry woman. Thank you, God, for delivering from the spirit of anger and rage. Which give back to foolishness. You say what you are not supposed to say. You do what you are not supposed to do. You act like a madman. It's called foolishness. Deliver me, O God. From the spirit. If it's an evil spirit. Anger. That's why the Bible says anger lies in the bosom of fools. It has soon to be angry. It's a foolish, you behave foolishly. Act foolishly. Talk foolishly. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we pray to God today for sanity of the Spirit? That we have sanity. He said, the Bible passage says, blessed is the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of his comfort. nor standeth in the way of the sinners. Say, but his delight is in the law of his Lord, and on the law he meditate day and night. He says, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That will be your testimony in May in the name of Jesus. I say that will be our testimony in May in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray that in May, every spirit of unbelief, I want us to come against in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of unbelief. Say, let faith arise. The man said, Lord, I believe, but please help my unbelief. Every spirit of unbelief. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want us to pray that God will deliver us from evil company, evil association, dangerous association. Men that are going nowhere. May we not be in the vehicle with them. May they not be our drivers. Men without purpose. Men of no dreams. No ambition. Men and women without direction. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Can we share the grace together tonight? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Say surely to somebody.